WHDD presents Susan Says.
First, sadly, this horrible shooting in Florida. To watch these poor kids going through it with their cell phones registering the fear, the actual sounds of shots, the pictures of blood. When will this end? When senators like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, who get hundreds of thousands of dollars from the NRA, find their conscience and courage. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, where another school shooting took place, spoke eloquently on the floor, saying, "It's in your hands," to his colleagues. Will they listen? I doubt it. A young student so articulate demanded that they do and not just send these cliched thoughts and prayers. What is wrong with this country? What will it take? Now on to other things. Well, thank goodness for the Olympics. Really, it's a breath of fresh, clean, cold air. I love the pair skating, the grace, the strength. I like to see those skateboarders high up in the air, twisting and turning, gutty people. It's a nice palate cleanser to the end of each garbage day we're living through here in Drump World. Every day a new trauma, a new scandal, a new shame. The pretend president, hashtag 45-ish, sits with that pursed-lip pout and folded arms like a terrible two-year-old. He said he's totally against domestic violence, as opposed to the rest of us who are only partially? Oh, please. His own lawyer paid $130,000 to a porno star. Wow. He's the same stupid guy who kept saying, "says who?" to polls showing the loss of support of his boss. He will now write a book. Really? He can write? Okay. The White House so-called grown-up turns out to be a bigot, a liar, and a misogynist. Oh, let's see what else. They want to take away food stamps and give gift baskets, which may or may not appear in time to feed the poor, hungry kids. Maybe deranged Donnie should send them the McDonald's he stuffs in his own mouth. North Korea and South Korea are bonding, while our vice president sits with bad manners, even in a non-political thing like the Olympics. It celebrates kids who work their butts off for their countries. Hello? The sister of the dictator bested the daughter of our dictator wannabe for a charm offensive. Maybe these two fatsos are more alike than we think. The women in their lives are superior yet enabling. Apropos of nothing, I love the Spectrum commercials. Evil monsters bickering over their TV coverage makes me laugh, and God knows we need a laugh. Valentine's Day came and went with tragedy, and I'm still looking for mine. On to President's Day. Well, this year we sure as heck can't celebrate you know who. Lincoln and Washington are turning over in their graves. Bye-bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.